This is on the Bamidbar volume of the Hemei Nachamuni from the present Tolna Rebbe. And he has a beautiful piece about Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. They both have advantages, as we'll see. Pesach Rishon v'Sheni Mafteach L'Avodas Hashem. Everyone see on page 31? Where it begins. Parshas Pesach Sheni Nemra al Yedei Kach. She'anoshim v'nei Yisrael she'ayu tmeim l'nefesh Adam lo yachlu l'achas as Pesach bikshu lama nigar.
Okay, so like we know, these people, they very badly wanted to bring this carbon. Lama nigara, fine.
Moshe Rabbeinu habeas mishpatam lefnei Hashem, uveikvos kach nemra mitzvos pesach shein.
Okay, I'll do a little less translating to the things that we all understand.
Madua dafko mitzvos carbon pesach, ischad shehiz damnus hanosefes, lekayim es mitzvah lemi shelo hayo yachol lekayim osab moada.
Why dafko at pesach shein do we have this idea? That if you miss out on a mitzvah, there's a second chance. In theory, you could have it by any mitzvah. Well, you've missed the opportunity. The mitzvah is done. It's over. And now, all of a sudden, we renew the possibility of doing it again. Why dafka by Pesach Sheni? So, Chaver, what's the answer? We know one answer already from what we learned in B'nai Yisasar a couple weeks ago. The beginning of Chodesh Iyar. What was the answer? What's the action for the month of Nisan? Pesach, Nivor. What's the action for the month of Iyar? Hiror. And we know the Gemara in Brachos, Hiror Kedibur Dami. So there's automatically this link between the month of Nisan and Iyar that would bring out this idea that there could be a makeup for something in Nisan in the month of Iyar. Because of that concept of Hiror, that halakhic idea of Hiror Kedibur Dami. Okay, so that itself generates this. But it's a good question that the Talmud Rebbe is asking. Why dafka here did these Jews feel this need to come and say, we want to be connected? Can have it really in theory by any mitzvah. Any mitzvah that has a set time, yachlu lavoa nashim, shenantu velo yachlu lakaima, ulavakish is damnus tosafas. We want a second opportunity. Lo matzino kei mishum mitzvah acheres. You don't find it by any other mitzvah. We need to ask why. Hatshuvahi, ki karban pesach, karban pesach perhaps more than anything else, is an expression of the kirva gadola lakutcha brichu. Karban pesach, like we mentioned earlier, is the greatest expression. Karban is always a lashon of kiruv. Karban Pesach b'frat is a great expression of kirva to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Haskaras hachemla shechamal Hakadosh Baruch Hu al Am Yisrael b'Mitzrayim. It's the thing that caused the Jewish people to be born. So much so, Rashi has a havamina. The chazor, everyone has to. You have to do shnayim mikra on the yonah diyomos. You have to chazor parshas balos with the Rashi's. Rashi over there says there was a havamina that maybe when a Jew converts, whenever it is, you convert in the month of Sivan, you bring a karban Pesach. There's a Havamina like that. Why? Because again, this was sort of the moment that there was this awesome kirov, this connection, this attachment to a Kadosh Baruch. So the Chazal at Havamina, the Rashi cites, maybe any time someone converts to Judaism, they bring a Karban Pesach. So it says in Talmud, it makes a lot of sense that dafka by Karban Pesach, there's this intense longing to get involved. This was when a Kadosh Baruch had rachmanis on us, kasher pasach alabatim, v'yeshes alus ruchnis gedola basiyas ha-mitzvah. This particular mitzvah brings a person to great spiritual heights. Chashivas ha-mitzvah mitzvatas af bekach sha'onesh shamisha bad lo'karis. Through the negative, we can infer the positive. If you don't bring Karban Pesach, what's the punishment? Karis. Right? Cutting off from Hashem. So obviously, Karban Pesach is a mode of great attachment to Hashem. Mashalom etzino b'shar mitzvah sasei movad mila. The only other mitzvah sasei you get karis for is failure to circumcise. Lachin dafka b'karban pesach ishtokuku atameim shalol hafside as karvas hazu l'Hashem. V'yitochin shedafka ishtokuku hazu uvavakasha shebik vosel oru al yedei isarusa delatata isarusa deleila ve'yivu l'mitzvah pesach shirin. Okay, so we understand. Again, says the Talmud Rebbe, superficially, why dafka, this mitzvah, has such an intense longing to be a part of Klal Yisrael, to attach, to undo the kares, the separation that comes from one who fails to do this. And it was their efforts down below, it was that Isarus and Dulatata that created this reality on high of Pesach Sheni. But now we go further. HaMishnah, the Mishnah Pesachim, Tzadihayim and Aleph, tells us the differences between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Mona says, Havdelim Amir Kazim, Shebein Pesach Rishon LePesach Sheni. V'zeh Lashon HaMishnah. Ma ben Pesach Rishon LeSheni. HaRishon Aser B'Bal Yirah B'Bal Yimatzim. Pesach Rishon, Chametz has to be totally removed. V'Hasheni, Chametz U'Matzah, Yimah V'Bayis. Pesach Sheni is Chametz and Matzah. HaRishon Ta'on Ha'al B'Chilaso. You would recite Ha'al when you ate Pesach Rishon. HaSheni, Eino Ta'on Ha'al B'Chilaso. You don't have Ha'al when you're eating. Interesting, why? Zeh v'zeh ton halal v'asiyasa. They both have halal when the Karban Pesach is being prepared. V'ne'achol and tzali, they're both roasted. They're both eaten with matzah u'merorim. V'dochen es ha-shabbos. And they're both doch ha-shabbos. So we need to understand, if Pesach Sheni is really a makeup for Pesach Rishon, shouldn't it be exactly the same? How can it be that this is a true replacement for Pesach Rishon when the halachos are different, very different? And we'll see why. We're not trying to explore this from a halachic perspective, but we're asking from a shkafic perspective. What are these differences about? Seemingly, Pesach Sheni, the purpose of it is what? Leteis his damnus nosefes lasas Pesach l'misha nenas b'gal tumaso or b'gal hayoso b'derech v'choka. You couldn't bring the first one. You were tamei. You were far away. You were not eligible. Mistaver yoser lasas Pesach Sheni b'diyuk ma'arishon. Harei hu atachlif shalom. Isn't this the replacement? So what do you mean it has different halachas? What do you mean you're eating it with chametz? What do you mean you're not saying halal when you're eating it? What are these changes about? V'she'elin osefes. Madua ha'evdeh, why dafka is the difference expressed? Dafka b'shnei adinim b'suyan v'mishtim. Again, why dafka those two things? Chametz matzah and halal b'shas achila. V'pesach rishon lo rak sheyesh iser ba'yira v'yematze chametz el shem yesh v'ba'alusom sh'adam chametz, if a person has in his possession chametz. At all. Einu yachol l'kayim es mitzvah karban pesach. Echad tali b'sheni. Chametz and pesach are opposite. You can't shech the karban pesach. Right, losishchad al chametz dam zivchi. Turn the page. You can't slaughter the karban pesach if there's still chametz around. So how could there even be a possibility of a pesach sheni with chametz around? It seems to be the antithesis of what pesach represents. V'lashon chazal, losishchad al pesach v'adayin chametz kayim. There can't be chametz in the world. Minei b'pesach sheni ein chametz ba'akev klal. By pesach sheni, chametz is not at all ma'akev. Chametz u'matzah imo b'bayis. Kamo kein tzarech l'havin. The second distinction, which is what? Kriyas halal. Kriyas halal b'shas achila noheg esrak b'pesach rishon. Ulu mazos b'zman akrovas ha-pesach. Korvas ha-halal b'in b'rishon b'b'sheni. Halo davar. What's going on here? You say halal when you're preparing the Pesach. You don't say halal when you're eating the Pesach. What are these differences about? Nira l'hava, as we'll see, sheyesh ha-kabbalah misuyemes b'in shnei ha-psachim. There is this very interesting comparison that takes place between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, with what? Lebein Luchos HaBris HaRishon VaShnim. We're going to somehow try to align Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni with Luchos, right, number one and Luchos number two. What's the Pshat? Let's see. The Medrash tells us what went wrong with the first Luchos. Luchos HaRishonos Al Shenitnu Bepumbi Lefichach Sholta Behem Ayin Hara V'Nishtab. Why did the first Luchos break? Not because Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Klal Yisrael were involved in Avodah Zarah, Cheda Eyal. Medrash gives a very different story. The first Luchos were destined to break because they were given Bepumbi. What does Bepumbi mean? With great publicity, with great fanfare. The Chan, Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein Lecha Yach Min Atznias. Hashem says something that's done so publicly, it's bound to explode. It's bound to blow up in your face. It's lacking that quality that Hashem desires so much. That quality of Atznei Aleches, as the Pasuk says in Micha. Uma Hashem Dorish Mimcha. Ki Masos Mishpat. Ba'avas Chesed. Atznei Aleches. Atznei Aleches. Why did Hashem have to make Kolos Ubrakim such a big to-do out of Luchos number one? It was guaranteed that it was going to ruin. Or, slightly different Lashon, we find in Yalkut Shimoni. Luchos HaRishonos. Ayedei sheninu b'kolos nishtabru, aval luchos achronos, shenemar v'ish lo yalim cha iskaimu. Things that are done too public, things that are too out there, unfortunately it's a dangerous thing. V'af Yerushalayim charva b'nei ayin, Yerushalayim, which was such a beautiful and recognized city, that becomes a challenge for Yerushalayim. Hazos ir sheyomu klilas yofi, like it says in Eicha Perek Beis, right, the city that's known for its beauty, well, that's going to make it more susceptible to chorba. Uve Rashi al Torah. Rashi has a third lashon. Harishonos al yedeg shayu b'tshuos v'kolos v'kihilos sholta ben ayin hara ein l'cha yafa menetznias. Since the first ones were greeted with great b'tshuos, with applause, right, and again great fanfare and excitement with noise and great public recognition, so that caused ayin hara, and therefore ein l'cha yafa menetznias. The second luchos have a much better chance of having a longer lasting quality. The chora mashum may measure shmi Rashi. Shebeglal pirsum agadol hakolos va'abrokim karva shakarva luchos nishtabru. So what's the obvious question, Chava? So why did Hashem right, who was the organizer of the event. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put together this big party in the middle of the desert. So why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu initially give it with you know, very quiet, very tznius? Why didn't he make a whole big deal out of it? The whole world knew what was happening. The world was trembling from it. And everything was silenced. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have to take over in such a way if it was negative? It had negative repercussions. Why would you want to get involved with that? Very simple question. It says the Talmud, we're going to follow his mahalach. And with this, we'll be able to come to understand Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Lemaisa yesh tzorech gam beluchos harishonim v'gam b'achronim. Says the Talmud Rebbe, as he often does in his very balanced way, which is why, again, I'm so attracted to his writings, and I think one of the reasons that people have so much respect for his Eitzah, because he's a person who's a very balanced thinker. And he understands that it's not all or nothing. He understands very clearly the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood very clearly that one. You need Luchos number one, you need Luchos number two. Why? He says, L'maisa, we need both. Shneim hechrechim. They're both absolutely necessary. Lo hayinu yecholam lahafik es meirav hato'eles me'aluchos ha'achronim. It would not be possible to derive the meirav, the maximum to'eles, the maximum impact of the Luchos, the second Luchos, ilu lo kibalnu kodem es haluchos ha'rishonim. Without the first Luchos, you can't have second Luchos. Yasser al-Kain, Yitachin, V'lo haisa kla afshirus l'kabas ha-Luchos ha-Shniyim, el-Malei Nidnu ha-Rishonim. Meaning, haba ha-Talia. There's something very beautiful about Luchos number one, there's something very beautiful about Luchos number two, and they have to work hand in hand. V'nivayim, ha-Luchos ha-Rishonim Nidnu b'kolos u-Brakim, v'pumbius, u-v'midrashim shu-huvu l'el, hud-gush ha-chi saron ha-gadol shu-v'pumbius l'umas ha-tzimah. The midrashim that we emphasized above, the Alkut Shemoni, the Tanchum on Kisisa, Rashi on Chumash, they're all emphasizing the fact that public things attract ayin hara, which could lead to the destruction of something. And that's a very valid point that we need to be thinking about. Kasher osim trask gadol. Anyone knows what a trask is? Avram, you know? It's a Yiddishism. Yeah, when you make a big fuss, that's exactly it. When you make a big to-do out of something, kolos u-brakim, when you do something in a very grand way, it leaves a certain impact. It leaves an impression upon a person. When you go to a big event, it sticks in your mind in a certain way. And that's very chashuv, to have that type of imprint that's left on one's mind because of the grandeur of the event is a very important thing. Think about it. A wedding is the most private thing. Why do we invite all these people to come to be a part of the wedding? It should just be the closest family members. And yet it's dafka, such a personal time in someone's life, that we open it up to the public. Why? Why? Why do we do such a thing? We dafka do it because there's a certain intensity to the simcha that comes from what? From a large gathering of people, from a communal event. I want it to be unfair to say that publicity and public display only comes with negatives. Rather, we have to focus on the fact that there's also malos. Gama Torah tzivsa al mitzvah hakel. The Torah itself gives us a mitzvah to get together in a very large gathering. What's the point? I thought that's negative. It's not kulo ra. But Sarach Lichane says, "Kol Amiso, you need to gather everyone together at that time." Kach Gamba Aliyah LeRegel Sholosh Pam B'Shana. All of Klai Yisrael comes together. So there are many opportunities to do things in a public way where it's a mitzvah itself, and therefore so too Matan Torah. Hayitzarach LeHearich Dafka B'Pumbi. It had to be arranged Dafka in a public fashion. Beisa Gadol Shekamosa Lohaya Meola Uvehaisa Lakach Siba Torah. There's a very positive side to that experience. Hasiba LePumbius B'Matan Torah. The Rambam makes it very clear. Besides, again, the roshim that it's going to leave, just from the excitement of the event, there's a very practical reason. It's the unique claim of the Jewish people. The unique claim of the Jewish people is what? is a public revelation of God. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Yisodei Torah Ches Aleph, Kedei Shana Min Shemoshe Emes V'Toraso Emes Sha'arei, as the Rambam says, Einenu Ra'u V'lo Zar V'Oznenu Shamu V'lo Achen. We saw it with our own eyes. It wasn't one or two people saying God spoke to me. Rather, it was Klal Yisrael hearing the Dvar Hashem. L'fi D'Archeinu Nosif D'Nabarhu. So now we'll try to explain a little bit further. So again, step one, public things have a certain advantage. They make a roshan. It gives a certain validity, the authenticity of the claim of the Jewish people that we all stood at Har Sinai and saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu and heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's even more than that. Where are we coming from? We're coming from Mitzrayim. We're coming from the 49th level of Tumah. The only way to get from such a low place to such a high place, while maybe, right, it's unsustainable, but when you bring some kids together, irreligious kids, for an Anzi Shabbaton, you try to make it the best Shabbos ever. You know that not every Shabbos looks like that. Now these kids almost buy in and get tricked. Like, wow, this is what Shabbos looks like every week by you guys? And you're thinking, yeah, halavai. You know, halavai, my Shabbos should have the excitement, the simcha, the energy, the tefillah, the learning that you are experiencing here. But you have to start that way. That's the only way to get someone excited, to get them to buy in. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the same thing when Klal Yisrael came out of the oppression of Mitzrayim. Am Yisrael haya am shel avodim she'una v'shubad shu'abad b'perach zman raf. We were a nation that had been tortured, that had been enslaved for a very long period of time. Hinei hu yotzim Mitzrayim b'nisim guluyim u'mechen asol l'maymen ar Sinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu hofich es ha'am b'shubad l'am segul. In a very short period of time, this crazy transformation took place. How did that transformation come about? Through the Torah. But the Sinas HaTorah La'am Yisrael had to be with, again, the great fanfare. He Hamavdila Oso Mikol Ha'amim. It was Kabbalah's Torah that transformed us, and therefore what? In order to undergo that passageway of transformation, we needed to undergo Za'azu Ritzini. If you're wondering why this Sefer has so many like fancy Hebrew words, it's because the Tolna Rebbe's brought the Tolna Rebbe's sister was a woman who lived in Efrat. She passed away, unfortunately. And the Tolna Rebbe was giving these shurim. That's what this sefer is. It looks like a, you know, fancy Eretz Yisrael sefer. He was giving these shurim in Efrat at the home of his sister. It says Sichos Leparsha Shavuos. They don't do a base mispachat Levi beEfrat. That was her married name. So it was written, yes, it's hard to get. It's hard to get. But it's also written in like a, you know, it's written in like a more, you know, heavy Israeli language style. Because it was written by, it wasn't written by a chusin, per se. But, okay, just pointing that out. So, what's a za'azu ritzini? Right, za'azu ritzini means a very serious shock. And they need it, ritzini means very serious. Za'azu means to be moved, to be shaken up, to be overturned. So the only way to so to speak, pump some life into this very lowly nation was to what? Was to shock them hard. You need, as described in Parshas Yisro, this awesome event. The whole mountain was trembling, that was the only way to turn a nation of slaves into the Ama Nivchar. The Gemara of Midrashim, Yesh Teor Nirchav. There's an expansive description. Shalmaimin Abiyuchar Hamarom Hazel. Bezel Lashon HaMedrash. Amar Rabbi Abba. B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Kishenasin HaKadosh Baruch HaSatorah. Zipor Lo Tzavach. No bird was chirping. No bird was literally shouting. Of Lo Parach. Shor Lo Ga'ah. Of Anin Lo Afu. Nothing moved. Everything was completely still. El HaOlam Shosek U'machrish. The world was completely silenced. And that's just one of the many, many descriptions the Midrashim have, painting a picture. So therefore, what do you need the first luchos for if it's not going to last? Says the Talmud Rebbe at the bottom of page 33, second to last paragraph. Am Yisrael ha'yitzarach as maimed ar Sinai ki keresh kfitza. We need it like a keresh, a board, kfitza, for jumping. We need it as a springboard. Mimatzavu hayarud. From their lowly place, Memtes Shari Tumah, the Pisgah Ruchnit Gavoa Biyoser, With all the advantages of the public display, but it's a once-in-a-lifetime event. It can never be repeated, and it's unsustainable. You can't. It's dafka so great because it's a once-in-a-world history event. And those feelings, you can't live actively day-to-day. It leaves a roshem in a certain way. But you can't expect to do this on a daily basis. You can't have that intense feeling, that regesh, right? That intensely emotional, elevated feeling for a long period of time. What's the next word? Olympus. You see it? Olympus?
No.
The mountain, yeah, the mountain. Olympus. The Greek mountain. You descend from that lofty mountain, Lachaya Shigra Vayom Yom. You come down, he's saying, you come down from the heights of the universe. I don't know why you have to pick Olympus for Star Sinai, right? But you came down from the heights of the top of the mountain back into the valley, into regular life. HaTorah hi shleimus gemura v'yumat emes lenefesh ha'adam. The Torah is perfectly aligned with the soul of man. Im kol ha'maymen ha'biyuchan hazeh shalmatan Torah she'ein dom lo b'chol ha'historia. Im kol ha'siyim ha'ruchniyim she'igi alav ha'am b'maymet zeh b'or sha'achar kach t'yeh nisiga v'dola shachazara l'shikra. There's the inevitable nisiga, the withdrawal, the pullback. It has to happen. It's impossible to stay. You're not going to stand at the foot of Har Sinai forever. It's not possible. But that's not a reason to not have that experience once in the history of the world. So now we move to the second luchos. And after we understand the second luchos, we can come back to Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, and we can wrap up the sugya. Haluchos hashniyim shenidnu betzina, what do they express? Mivatim es hashigraz. Luchos shniyos, with their quiet simplicity, expresses daily life, the regular flow, the regular shigra, the regular routine of things. Kasher Osim turned the page, Eroa Katan Vitsnua, top of page 34. When a person does an act that's small, and that's humble, and that's private, Ein Amnam Hisraj Shuskadoa, you may not feel shaken by it, you may not want to talk about it, you may not write about it in the newspapers, but on the other hand, there's something so special about it that can't be offered by the big public gathering. There's something special about going to Rabbi Shimon on Lag BaOmer. There's also something very special about going to Rabbi Shimon on a regular day when it's not so busy over there. There's something special about being with Rabbi Nachman on Rosh Hashanah. There's also something very special about being there when it's just you and Rabbeinu. Right? It's a different connection. It's a different experience. It doesn't come with the photographers, and it doesn't come with all the noise and all the dancing and the bonfires. It comes with, it's much quieter, but there's something very special about that. It leaves a different type of rosham. Torah seinu Torah schaim. Hator malavas ishe Yisraeli mi regashu pokeach as einav vashu otzem osan balayla kol yimei chayim. The Torah accompanies us from the time we open our eyes to we close our eyes at night, every day of our life. Ein Yehudi mitnatek mi haTorah v'hu l'regeach. A Jew is not separated from Torah even for a moment. Mikev and shakach chayavim hayinu l'kal l'shu as haluchas hashniyim b'matzav kazeh. Sha'asmada v'emshechios afura yoser. It's a little bit more afura, a little more gray. Right? It's not as illuminated, it's not as loud and exciting. It's a little more bland. The low colors we've brought him. V'yoser mikach ilu lo haya am Yisrael over as a chavaya hamadhima umarshima shahar Sinai v'kabas haluchos harishonu. If not for the great experience, that amazing, right, madhima, that awesome, astonishing experience of luchos rishonim, lo hayim atzliach lakabel etzator b'pam ashniya b'tzura hashkata v'atznua. You wouldn't have been able to get anything out of that second experience. If you don't have the Antzisvay Shabbaton, then you can't get turned on to Shabbos. You have to see what Shabbos can be. It's not always going to be that way. You have to at least get a taste of what it can be, what it should be. They needed to have this, again, this intense experience. It's a maimed hachar pa'ami shekabalos haruchos harishon. Yadua maimer chazal. Everyone knows the famous maimer chazal in Maseches Nida Dafla. That when a baby is in its mother's womb, we teach him kol haTorah. Kevin shabala avir ha'olam ba'amalach masoy chalpil. The mouth smacks in the mouth and it forgets all the Torah. So of course the famous Shiloh is, what's the point of learning it if you're going to forget it? Why bother sitting with a malach and studying Torah that you're going to forget? And what was the point of learning it? Hatshuva, shenosin haramchal, he quotes the Ramchal, others give this answer as well. It is the Klach Pisrei Chachma. He, al zoh derech, Yehudi matzliach lilmud kol chayim beglal shekvar lamed hakol bevet nima. When you're learning ksubas now, you're coming back to daf hay and daf vav and daf zayin, and in some way it's totally new, in other ways it feels somewhat familiar, it's because you learned it in your mother's womb long ago that now you're able to come back to it. It was that first great experience of being with the Malach. It was unsustainable. You're not going to spend the rest of your life learning with the Malach. You may not even like your Chavrusa. But because you had that initial Roshem, that, again, that awesome experience, it makes the first mark on your soul. Zohaya Harish Harishon is the first bit of plowing in order to then later plant those seeds. Sha'asa Roshem al Nafsha, Ulamaros Shavachushav Agashim. Even though superficially your chushim don't recall that experience, hanefesh kibla sa'achana ruya ba'alima jaba'achaka chamesha kol achayim nikla tovius. The rest of your life, you'll be able to come back to ksubis and to brachos through nida, and you're able to come back from Bereshis to Leinei Kol Yisrael, and every letter of Torah that you're going to chazer over the course of a lifetime is something you already have, and that pulls you back in. You're able to develop a certain connection to it because of that. I think the next two lines are a printer's error, so let's jump to the bottom paragraph on 34. Nashuv lenose bo pitach havdeilin ben Pesach Rishon lePesach Sheni. So now we come back, now that we understand the advantages and disadvantages of Luchos number 1 and Luchos number 2, we come back to Pesach 1 and Pesach 2. We come back to our topic. Havdeilin ben Pesach Rishon lePesach Sheni. Yehudi na tamid b'shnei tzira makabilim. A Jew is constantly moving, he's not on these two tzirim. Tzir is like a hinge. That comes up in the Mishnah in Maseches Moed Katan. A Jew's life is constantly moving back and forth between these parallel hinges. Right? He's swinging back and forth between these two worlds. What two worlds? Hagashmi es Varuchmis. Haguf v'haneshama. Haguf hagashmi k'shemo keno. The guf, the gashmias, is megusham. Hu moshech l'chivon shel taiva chomeres v'kadoma. We know what the guf's interested in. Haneshama Torah Moshech es elakadusha elatorah. The neshama, like a magnet, is drawn to holiness, to its Torah. Harbi yesh b'sefer chasidus. Many svarim talk about the Ohev Yisrael of Svasemes, the Ohev Yisrael from Sadegura. They all talk about this relationship between chavetz and matzah. Chavetz and matzah are makbilim. They parallel yitzir tov and yitzir hara. Chavetz, of course, is mesamo as a gashmias, v'amatzah as a ruchnias. B'Pesach, doreshes meitanu haTorah, linazer shvua shalei meachilas lechem, habesamas hashigra haregila haguftis, liznatek b'mixas mechai hageshem, v'acharach es hamatzah ruchnis. What are we doing in the week of Pesach? What are we doing in the Yom Tov of Pesach? We're detaching ourselves entirely from gashmis. We're detaching from Yetzer Hara entirely. We're detaching from chametz entirely, from gashmis entirely. 7 days, shiva yamim, elu nosim lishay Yisraeli. And what do I get from those 7 days? Kolchos ruchniyim gedolim l'chol hashana. Enough spiritual strength to take me throughout the entire year. Ashiach go shuv as a Pesach b'shana ba. Until I come back to next year. This is the question the Zohar already raises. Why don't I eat matzah all year round if matzah is better? The answer is I don't need to. If I tap into those 7 days in the right way, that will carry me through the year. I don't have to live in this way. Ha'oros habav lo la'odim b'chag ha'Pesach ena yechol laheir b'libo im yesh adayin chametz v'beso. You have to be extreme. If you want to get the Pesach Oros, the lights of Pesach, a person needs to be extreme. He needs to remove all chametz from his home. Pesach Rishon, makbil leluchos harishonim. Sheninu bepumbios gedola. Top of page 35. Pesach Rishon, the Yom Tov of Pesach, with its intensity, is like what? Is like the first luchos. It's a very intense type of experience. To cut yourself off from gashmius and to pretend that I don't shite this to Yetzer Hara, that's what Kabbalah Satorah was. A Kabbalah Satorah, they're like other Rishon Kodem Achet, very lofty level. But Pesach Anohochim Likitzonius Misuyemes, She'eni Acholist Kainus Manaruch, but it's totally unsustainable to live that way. To pretend that I'm going to be permanently detached from Yetzer Hara, permanently detached from any taiva or any gashmius. That's not reality. Ain't Tzadik Varas Triyasa Tovo Yach. It's not possible. And therefore, his alus ruchnis kazu, this spiritual adventure that a person undergoes during these 7 days, but me the kol kedusha with this overwhelming, this overflowing portion, b'tzura shel is natkus muchletis me'alechem agashvi. What do I do with that? Nitin lekayim rak shivayam. What I do with that is I can enjoy it for 7 days, and that's it. Ma'osim shivayamim mimalim es hamatzberim. Okay, this one I was really stumped on, so I had to had to look this one up. The Malamis of Matzberim are apparently batteries. The Malamis of Matzberim is to recharge your batteries. That's not, anyone knew that word? Matzber is a battery? Yeah? Okay, to recharge your batteries, to refill the batteries. How do I refill the batteries? The mechlad asmasa. With the food of healing, I undergo this 7-day intense healing course. And I lived again this purely spiritual existence. Then I come to Pesach Sheni. And Rebosai, today is Pesach Sheni. You should eat a little matzah to remind yourself that what? That I'm still very shayach to Yetzer Tov. But you should also eat a little chametz to remind yourself that you're still shayach to Yetzer Hara. What does that mean? But Pesach Sheni, Lumasos, Magbil Luchos Hashnim. Pesach Sheni parallels, compared to Luchos Shnim. Shenindu Bitzina. Pesach Sheni Pesach Sheni stems from Jews who are tamei lenefesh, not Jews who are holding at Har Sinai. They had a physical handicap, a limited handicap, a spiritual handicap, right? But it's a realistic human limitation. It's true. They were anus, it was against their will. We're not upset at them per se. They did the right thing. They were tending to various bodies that needed to be tended to. Avasov kol sof, him lo ayuchol v'shtati b'shua miyuchad shel esnatkus me'agashes Pesach Rishon. But they were not shy to that world of Pesach Rishon. They weren't part of the Pesach Rishon experience with all of its intensity. Mishum kach, ha-Pesach Sheni hu b'rama acheres l'gamay. And therefore the Pesach Sheni experience, like Luchos number 2, is a very different experience. Ein kanas ha-pumbios, eseis alus me'al ha-teva. It doesn't come again with that loftiness. As it's not kus me'alechem, me'achumrius. Lehefech, just the opposite. Hatorah mismatzetzes as a Pesach HaRishon, kedi shiatim lo'osom ed al-shim shenitmol, lehefesh adam. The Torah dafkin condenses the experience. And it doesn't demand this whole, again, weak, intensive course. Le'ila shalayachol lagil ledarius ruchnius gavos b'zman ha-Pesach HaRishon. These people aren't holding by that madrega of having such an intense experience. Lachein muvan madua b'Pesach Sheni chametu matzah yivo b'bayis. Pesach Sheni is created for a Jew who's holding in a place of chametu matzah. Ein es habechina shel esnakus me'ageshem kuv Pesach Rishon ein zeh nachutz kfar. V'mabat acher, to say it even better. And look at this part, this is very important. Bekach sheklal Yisrael ikrivos Pesach HaRishon v'kimu ba'yirah v'yimatzeh. Because Klal Yisrael made Pesach HaRishon b'meshach shiva yamin heim solu asaderach lakach sheyehudim acherim shalorit starfu yuchlu la'aruch es pischam heim ibli lisnatek lachlutim mechai hashim. Meaning it's dafka, the combination of the two. It's not that there's Pesach HaRishon Jews and Pesach Sheni Jews. It's really all one Klal Yisrael. There's going to be Pesach Rishon moments in our life. There are going to be Pesach Sheni moments of our life. And it was dafka those Jews who had Pesach Rishon that created a reality, a possibility of a Pesach Sheni. Pu'ulas ha-Pesach Rishon ha-miyuchedes mishambeshes kekeresh kvitza. Again, the springboard for Pesach Sheni is Pesach Rishon. That for those who are Tameyim, they're able la'atzliach la'aruch as Pesach Sheni ha-katan va'atznua. And he says that's in fact halacha, as we were meramis to before. The Rambam in Hilchos Karban Pesach tells us that if for some reason Klal Yisrael couldn't get the Pesach Rishon, you can't get the Pesach Sheni. It's haba ha'tam. Why? Because they're both needed. The same way that the Luchos and the Shiri Luchos are both in the Aron Kodesh, yeah, in the Beis HaMikdash, so too, you can't have a Pesach Sheni without a Pesach Rishon. They go hand in hand. That's just how it is. Last paragraph. Kach gam l'gabe emiras ha'alel beis achilas ha'pesach ha'noheges b'rishon v'lo b'sheni. What does it mean to say ha'alel when you're eating the Karban Pesach? Why is that found only by Pesach Rishon? The Gemara Pesachim tells us Sadeheim and Beis. Lomedes din zemidrasha. Omar Kra, the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Hashir yiyah lachem kalel hiskad ishchak. Laila mekuda shalchag ton halel. Laila she'in mekuda shalchag ain ton halel. Okay, so that's the source that you have halel dafko on the Pesach night. Dafko b'shas achil. I'm not. Yesh kan me'in gzeres ha'kosuf. Shamiras halak shura yeshiras ledin chag. So on the one hand, you see that that hal is connected to the chag. Ulam gam din zeh mishtali v'china v'ayonis v'mahalach shepitach. So on the one hand, you say it's gzeres ha'kosuf. The daf when there's the chag of Pesach, you can have halal at night. B'shas achilas karban Pesach. That's only true by Pesach Rishon. But says the Talmud Rebbe, I'll explain it to you based on the mahalach that we've explained so far. Why does it make sense that Pesach Rishon should allow for halal when you're eating it? Pesach Rishon Arehu Kaluchos Rishonim. If a pumbius faisek agotam, lechein gam atim lomar halal shu inyan shel pirsum v'pumbius. Halal means what? Halal means a public display. So say, wait a minute. We do say halal by Pesach Sheni, just not when we're eating. Why do I dafka have a right to say halal when I'm eating by Pesach Rishon? So he explains as follows. Hagemara, two lines on the bottom. Hagemara tells us shemishah shahayu Yisrael ochem as Pesach v'korm as halal. The Jews would eat their korban Pesach at that night, and they would say halal. Paka igra. They would literally blow off the roofs. The rooftops would explode. Perish Rashi. Lekoha mulas ha'amon me'ahalel domen ki'ilo ha'gagin les page misbakar. The rooftops would shatter from the explosive sound, from the great noise of Jews reciting halal. Pesach sheni lumazos makbil luchas shniya. Pesach sheni is not as noisy. Pesach sheni doesn't have the lofty levels where the achila itself, when I'm involved in gashmias, it's elevated. Pesach sheni, gashmias is gashmias. I'm in a world of chametz and matzah. Shenidu b'tzinav ha'eshken. U'shekin. Kan be'emes ein makum l'shiras halal. You can't say halal while you're eating on Pesach sheni. It doesn't fit the theme of the daily life of a Jew, where eating is eating, and it's not always so lofty. Kan akol naseh ba'ashkeit v'avetach. Everything is done, again, in a stiller kind of way, a quiet kind of way. Ba'asiyas ha'pesach l'umasos. However, why do I say halal then when I'm preparing the Pesach, even by Pesach Sheni, as we saw from the Mishnah before? Korav is a halal bein b'Pesach Rishon bein b'Pesach Sheni. When I'm preparing the Pesach, I say halal in both cases. Why? Hagavar Hashem bin Ameka Zos bein mitzad pasuk bein mitzad svar. Achad darchenu. The Gemara brings pasuk and the svar to explain it, but based on our mahalach, we can say very simple. Nuchal lomar kach. Hatorah mavchina bein apsachim dafko mitzvah achila. The Torah distinguishes the halal that's recited by eating, only by, right? The halal of eating is the distinguishing halal when it comes to Pesach Rishon versus Pesach Sheni. Why? Zo mitzvah hamuvutzas al yedei hanoa gashmis shel achila. The way to achieve this mitzvah, Pesach, is by eating the Korban Pesach. Kriyas halal tochidei achila hagashmis malo osol or ruchni. That's only, again, that's a very ruchnius type of thing. To say halal over eating is a very lofty thing. The rezesh shayach rak b'pesach rishon v'lo b'sheini. K'moshin nisbar, as we've been explaining all along. To have eating on such an elevated level, that's only when you're standing at our Sinai. That's only when a Jew is like a malach, like Adam Kodem Achei, on the night of the Seder. That's the only time such a thing can be. Shchitas ha'pesach, Vakravaso, that's a maisa mitzvah. And of course you can say halal then. There ain't by ham shum hana gashmis, or the most like mitzvah lo shum hana, v'yish kan rach rochnis, v'chein kan ain't have them, v'shneim psoch, v'shneim kormis halal. But the dafka say halal b'shas chila, that's Pesach Rishon Din. That's very lofty. It's very, very lofty. Pesach Sheni world, when you're osek and rochnis, osek and rochnis, you say halal when you're preparing the Korban Pesach. But when you're not, when you're eating, eating is eating. It's chametz u'matzah. It's without the halal. It's the regular life. But again, a Jew needs to live with both of these things. Concludes the Talmud Rebbe in the final paragraph. Ha'hevdo hazeh shebein ha'psachim v'atolois shel ha'sheni berishon. The difference between these two Korban Pesach and the reliance of one upon the other, the relationship they have and the disconnect between the two and the distinguishing qualities of each one. Heim gam avteach l'chol adam b'avodas Hashem shalom. Yesh lanu alios u'morados. We have ups and we have downs. Yesh lanu zmanim shal aliyah ruchnis gedola. There are times which are kulo ruchnis. Yom shal ratzon. Lis alos lidavik b'Hashem. Mo'adim v'yom tovim. And that's kvalik. We should tap into those. We should let those things impact our entire year. Tzarech l'kachas es zmanim atovim. Hey, makbilim aluchos harishonim ulapesach rishon. We need to take advantage of those times, and they correspond very beautifully to the first luchos and the pesach rishon. Uleshtarish behem kekarish kvitza. That's the third time. Yeah, he finally likes this phrase. At the springboard, at the diving board, at the jumping board, it's a trampoline. Leshar yamos hashana afurim to tap into again the more bland, mundane days of our life. Harei kol hashana tzarach lahasvid v'chavas hayetzer b'limud v'yashamayim b'sur meira. We need to involve ourselves all year round with day in, day out, good types of things. And there's going to be times of kadmus amochim. Bismanim shel kadmus amochim, yirida, ein li vael, don't become overwhelmed. Yesh lizkor shezmani aliyah, ein yichol, mi mashech, lenetzach. Even the first luchos, crafted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, couldn't last. Everything fades in time, and therefore we have to attach ourselves very strongly to Luchos number 2, to Pesach number 2, Chametz u'Matzah, no halal b'shas achila, Emir Tashem nischazik be'ezrat Hashem, b'chol ha'itim v'azmanim, b'torah v'yiras shemayim, amen, kein yihi ratzon. Okay, Shkar, have a great day. Afreilachin, kosher, Pesach sheni, Emir Tashem, I'll see you tomorrow.